It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I got a few teeth stories for you. One of which is my daughter has been jacking with this tooth down there in front on the bottom for quite a while, and it finally fell out during school hours yesterday.
Ooh.
So she was super excited because it's been hurting her and it's been bleeding, and I don't miss all that, you know, losing the teeth.
I hated pulling teeth. Like, when it was time to lose my teeth, hated it. I had, like, a fear of that.
Did you?
I had to, like, I'm serious. It was the worst experience ever. I hated it,
It is terrifying.
It's like
to
pulling
a little
teeth.
Kid. It is like pulling teeth. So I had to shoot Nick Nack a message this morning and say, hey, could you do me a solid and make sure that the tooth fairy came last night? I didn't hear her come last night, so make sure you get that done. You know, give her a text real quick and hey, you better make sure you leave a couple bucks there in the bedroom.
Tooth fairy. She may still be on Christmas vacation, you know.
And then
so.
I was like, are we still doing that with the tooth fairy?
Yeah.
Are we?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, I guess we are. Here's the other weird thing that happened with her tooth, though. So she lost it at school, and she went to the nurse, and they gave her the little plastic treasure box.
Yes.
So she put her tooth in it and put it in her desk, went to recess, came back, the tooth was gone.
No way.
What?
The tooth fairy comes to the school, too?
No, I think just one creepy kid at school is walking around with my daughter's tooth now.
He's got a crush on her. He's like, I have her tooth.
Thank you.
He's going to make
a
necklace.
Who is the creeper walking around the school with my child's tooth? That's
or
what I want to know.
They're like, I'm going to get some money from my parents. I'm going to tell them this is
fake
my
it?
Tooth.
You can't fake it.
How do you mean
there's
you
no
can't
space.
Fake it?
There's no space between the teeth.
There's probably a space that they
lost
it from before.
There's no space.
No
All
way.
It is a creepy kid who's probably the nose picker in the classroom.
No.
Snuck into the desk and stole the tooth.
Is that what you're going with?
That's hilarious.
Someone's obsessed with your kid.
I'm telling you, Katie, somebody
to pull
in
it
that
over
school
on the tooth fairy.
Has a child's tooth in their pocket.
That's weird
that
when you
weird?
Say it, when you put
Not
it that
weird
way.
Because she
weird.
Came up, that was the first thing she said. She's like, oh my God, I lost my tooth.
And then
like, that's
I lost
great.
It.
She's like, and then somebody stole it.
No, I
kids
lost
are gross.
Wait.
Kids are so gross. They're so weird.
That's funny.
So that was my first tooth story from yesterday. And then the dentist yesterday, I had to go. It was my 6-month cleaning, and from the moment I got there until I left, the whole thing was just weird yesterday. As you know, yesterday was snowing, so I got there 10, 15 minutes early because I didn't know how roads were going to be. So I had to sit in the waiting room for a little while. So there I was on January 7th of 2025, sitting in the waiting room of my dentist's office when on the overhead speakers, the music playing, on comes.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Like,
what?
I was like, huh? Isn't this an October song?
This is an October song.
It's totally an October song.
Well, this is a unique choice for
January 7th.
At the dentist
at
office?
At the dentist as I'm sitting there. I was
Who
like,
are you
going to
call?
This is stupid. So I was a little annoyed, but it went through the whole 4 minutes and 20 seconds of that song or whatever. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, thank God, on to the next song. When all of a sudden.
Oh, not again.
What is happening?
No. Am I being punked?
What
is going on?
It went
it's
into
loop,
the
dude.
Song a second time, you guys.
What is that?
What is that all about? And then it ended, and I was like, thank God, enough is enough. I don't want to think about Halloween right now. When, can you believe?
No, they did it.
For
There's
a third
no
time.
No! Come on, man.
How is that even
Who
possible?
Gonna call? Call your satellite provider because they're jacking with your music.
Who's the DJ at that dental office? Because that is wrong.
When it
that is wrong.
It made it through the third time about halfway before I could see some scampering around in the back. And they
What's
finally noticed it that, oh my God, Ghostbusters has now played for the third time while people are waiting for their appointment.
That's so funny.
What the heck is going on?
Bill Murray doing in the background there.
Right? Then it was like deathly quiet. They like killed their audio. I was joking with the hygienist. I was like, you know, if you just put Mix 100 on, this kind of crap.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
We don't play all those junk oldie songs. Mm-hmm. Like that.
We
no,
pick
we
the
don't.
Music for you.
We play the good new stuff. So anyway, so there was that. And then as I'm there getting my teeth cleaned, you know, this is the small talk with the hygienist and stuff. And she started telling me about how she used to wear, which I didn't even know that these existed, flavored rubber gloves.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, Josh is like, as a
well,
matter
no,
of fact.
No, when I was young, that's what my pediatric dentist used.
Yeah.
She would like, do you want the grape or the orange? And I was like, I want grape.
And that's exactly
gloves?
What she said. She's like, when I used to do the kids a lot, she's like, I would put on the flavored rubber gloves. And she's like, I'd make it about 5 minutes into their teeth cleaning before they started sucking on my fingers.
Oh. Yeah, you got to stop that when you're going
tastes
to the
like
adults.
Yum, 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 yum. Oh, she's like,
gosh.
Yeah. She's like, there's many times I had to tell the children to stop licking my fingers.
That is hilarious.
I was like, I am so uncomfortable right
she's
now.
Like, I love my
first
job,
Ghostbusters,
but...
and now you're telling me that the little children are sucking on your fingers while you're cleaning their teeth.
Jeremy's all,
this was strike two, and there's a strike three, you guys.
Oh, no.
It was strike two.
Wow, more happened at your dentist.
And first
visit.
Of all, I do need to know where you get these flavored gloves, because Friday night is going to be banging now. It's going to be awesome. Not with my children, with my wife. Don't be
okay. Well, no. Yeah. Still, either
no
way. Oh, my gosh. No one thought that, Jeremy.
Everybody was thinking that.
No one.
I was like, with my wife.
What the hell?
They're grape. Taste them. They're grape. Okay. So the third thing that went down. Oh, my God. I hope she's not listening. This is so uncomfortable.
Thing.
The third thing that happened with me and the dentist. So I'm laying there in the chair and my head's back, mouth's open. Ah. She's scraping away. And I keep feeling pressure on my head.
Oh, no. What?
She's like leaning on you?
So she's leaning on me, obviously. Her breastises were like.
Oh no.
Oh,
wow.
That's not bad for a Tuesday.
It kept happening, though. Like,
that's
she
hilarious.
Kept bumping them into
that's
you,
so
huh?
Uncomfortable. I hope she,
I'm trying to figure out what
her
position you
were.
Like, what was she
her
in?
Her breastises were on my head.
So she was obviously over you and working on your bottom teeth.
Correct.
Right.
Like, yeah, kind of
like,
leaning up and over, trying to get, you know, the bottom front ones getting in there, you know.
Yeah.
Got some coffee stains. You drink a lot of coffee.
Boy,
and
you went on an adventure at the dentist office, didn't you?
Her breasts really were on my head.
Dude, I'd be going back next 3 weeks.
I was so uncomfortable, and I felt like I had cheated on my wife almost. Like, the first thing
gosh.
I did is I went home. I went home and was like, honey, I'm so sorry. But her breasts were on my head.
That is the weirdest.
And Nicole
position.
Didn't believe. She's like, no, they weren't. So she like started like trying to reenact it. So she was like leaning over me and like tried. She's like, there's no way. There's no. I was like, well, she's
no,
got a little
happened.
Bigger breasts. Than
oh.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Man,
some jealousy.
So
man.
I stepped in it there, but
you
yeah,
you really did.
But yeah, needless to say, Josh, you kind of said it too. I'm gonna be going back every 3 months now versus every 6 months.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.